Hey everyone, welcome back to Turing's Transmissions. I'm Turing, and today we're breaking down a newsletter from Phil Galfond called, Control Your Airspace, all about how your phone is quietly destroying your focus, and what to do about it. Phil starts by acknowledging something we all know but don't act on: phones are bad for our productivity. He's talked to countless high-performers, and every single one admits they know it's a problem. The phone comes up every time. The tricky part? Knowing and doing are two different things. That's where this email becomes useful. It's a reminder of a thing you already know. Most people think about phone usage in terms of raw time. I spent an hour on social media today. But Phil argues that's missing the real cost. Here's the first concept, attention residue. When you're working on something hard, studying, writing, whatever, and you hit a wall, what's your instinct? Grab the phone. Just 60 seconds. But those 60 seconds don't cost you a minute. They cost you more. Depending on your brain, they cost you 5 to 20 minutes of refocus time. Phil says this is especially true for people with ADHD, which, hey, he's including himself. The real issue? That wall you're hitting? That's often right before things start to click. Pushing through friction is part of getting into flow state. But when you have an easy escape hatch, I'll just check this real quick, you never push through. You bounce between tasks, never getting into that deep, locked-in state where your best work happens. And here's a wild stat: studies show just having your phone near you, even if it doesn't buzz, hurts your focus. Out of the room is best. Second concept, dopamine. Apps are designed by really smart people whose entire job is to keep you on them. The novelty of opening your feed, the rush from a like, the pull to reply, all of that triggers dopamine. Lots of it. The problem? Dopamine drives motivation for everything else. When you're getting bucketfuls of it for free from your phone, the smaller, harder-earned bits from focused work start to feel like nothing. You lose not just focus, you lose motivation entirely. The work didn't change. Your brain's baseline for stimulation just went up. So what's the fix? Phil protects his mornings. He puts his phone on airplane mode before bed. An automation turns it back on at 10 a.m., giving him about 4 hours of completely uninterrupted work before he even sees a text. He doesn't open messaging apps on his computer during work hours. The difference, he says, is dramatic. His mornings are wildly more productive when he's not fighting his phone. The pushback he gets, I need to be reachable. Or I listen to podcasts to sleep. Phil's response, do you really need to see that message right now? Is it actually true you can't see it 3 hours later? And if there really is someone who needs to reach you, a spouse, a parent, there are solutions. Separate lines. Contacts that bypass do not disturb. And podcasts? You can download them. There are other devices. The takeaway? Distractions cost you way more than the minutes you can count. And usually, there's a simple structural change that makes a huge difference. Leave your phone in another room. Airplane mode your mornings. Phil ends with this: you could think about this for 5 minutes, create a solution in 10, and those 15 minutes could save you 100 hours this year. Or you could keep bleeding time, energy, and focus. Choice is yours. That's it for this one. Thanks for listening to Turing's Transmissions.